We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will always find the link around the end of every devotional text or in our Stream Globe groups. The link is streamglobe.org/radio. That is streamglobe.org/radio.
Hello and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Spiritual gifts, prophecy. Today's meditation was written by Pastor Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. I have just read from the New King James Version. Prophecy is one of the most coveted spiritual gifts. It is indeed one of the most powerful. Through it, you can predict the future, shape the future, create miracles, probe into the past, wrought deliverances, etc. Word of wisdom gives direction concerning what to do in the future, while word of knowledge reveals what has happened in the past or what is currently happening. Prophecy reveals what will happen in the future. Some prophecies are revelatory, while some others are creative. The fig tree dried up because Jesus spoke to it. Jesus did not say it will dry up as a prediction. You can see this in Mark chapter 11, verse 12 to 25. That word that Jesus spoke was creative. It can be likened to prophecy. It wasn't predictive. The famine that ended in Samaria ended because of the prophecy of Elisha. Elisha's prophecy didn't predict the famine's end. It created it. You can see this in 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1 to 18. Elijah did not predict the end of the drought in Israel. The rain that ended the drought was created because of his prophetic grace. Such is the power of the prophetic gift. There are things that when God wants to do, he would first inspire his children, who are technically prophets, to prophesy them into existence. And then those things will be established on the earth. Now, when God was speaking in Psalms that he rebuked kings for the sake of his people, saying, "Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm," he was referring to the entire family of Israel. Today, we are God's family, and we are supposed to all have the prophetic heritage. We can learn from the book of Genesis that God created everything in our realm by first of all speaking them into existence. That principle has not changed even today. God creates things in our world today through his sons that prophesy. That is why it is very important for you to speak the word of God into your life. And when you are doing that, you are prophesying. Speak good things concerning your life, and those things you speak will materialize. It wasn't because of Paul's personal bias that he asked the believers to especially desire the gift of prophecy. It was because of his understanding of the power of this spiritual gift. This spiritual gift can bring about swift execution of judgment against God's adversaries. It can create miracles, signs, and wonders. It is creative. Go into today desiring and asking to walk in the prophetic gift. All believers do not occupy the office of the prophet, but all believers can operate in the prophetic gift. pray like this. Heavenly Father, please help me properly walk in my prophetic heritage as your son. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's take the prayer again. Heavenly Father, please help me properly walk in my prophetic heritage as your son. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Acts chapter 21 to chapter 22. Now, this Bible plan reading is continuous. So if you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible. Stream Globe Devotional is non-denominational and interdenominational. Kindly join in sharing this devotional daily with your friends and contacts, and let us touch and bless lives together. The audio for today's yearly Bible plan reading comes up next. Acts chapter 21 to chapter 22.
After we had torn ourselves away from them, we put out to sea and sailed straight to Kos. The next day we went to Rhodes and from there to Patara. We found a ship crossing over to Phoenicia, went on board and set sail. After sighting Cyprus and passing to the south of it, we sailed on to Syria. We landed at Tyre, where our ship was to unload its cargo. We sought out the disciples there and stayed with them 7 days. Through the Spirit, they urged Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. When it was time to leave, we left and continued on our way. All of them, including wives and children, accompanied us out of the city, and there on the beach we knelt to pray. After saying goodbye to each other, we went aboard the ship and they returned home. We continued our voyage from Tyre and landed at Ptolemais, where we greeted the believers and stayed with them for a day. Leaving the next day, we reached Caesarea and stayed at the house of Philip the Evangelist, one of the seven. He had 4 unmarried daughters who prophesied. After we had been there a number of days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. Coming over to us, he took Paul's belt, tied his own hands and feet with it, and said,
"The Holy Spirit says, in this way the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem will bind the owner of this belt and will hand him over to the Gentiles."
When we heard this, we and the people there pleaded with Paul not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered,
"Why are you weeping and breaking my heart? I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus."
God be with you, Brother Paul.
When he would not be dissuaded, we gave up and said,
"The Lord's will be done."
After this, we started on our way up to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea accompanied us and brought us to the home of Mnason, where we were to stay. He was a man from Cyprus and one of the early disciples. When we arrived at Jerusalem, the believers received us warmly. The next day, Paul and the rest of us went to see James, and all the elders were present. Paul greeted them and reported in detail what God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. When they heard this, they praised God. Then they said to Paul,
"You see, brother, how many thousands of Jews have believed, and all of them are zealous for the law. They have been informed that you teach all the Jews who live among the Gentiles to turn away from Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children or live according to our customs. What shall we do? They will certainly hear that you have come, so do what we tell you. There are 4 men with us who have made a vow. Take these men and join in their purification rites and pay their expenses so that they can have their heads shaved. Then everyone will know that there is no truth in these reports about you, but that you yourself are living in obedience to the law. As for the Gentile believers, we have written to them our decision that they should abstain from food sacrificed to idols, from blood, from the meat of strangled animals, and from sexual immorality."
The next day, Paul took the men and purified himself along with them. Then he went to the temple to give notice of the date when the days of purification would end and the offering would be made for each of them. When the 7 days were nearly over, Some Jews from the province of Asia saw Paul at the temple. They stirred up the whole crowd and seized him, shouting,
"People of Israel, help us. This is the man who teaches everyone everywhere against our people, and our law, and this place. And besides, he has brought Greeks into the temple and defiled this holy place."
They had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian in the city with Paul and assumed that Paul had brought him into the temple. The whole city was aroused and the people came running from all directions. Seizing Paul, they dragged him from the temple and immediately the gates were shut. While they were trying to kill him, news reached the commander of the Roman troops that the whole city of Jerusalem was in an uproar. He at once took some officers and soldiers and ran down to the crowd. When the rioters saw the commander and his soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. The commander came up and arrested him and ordered him to be bound with two chains. Then he asked who he was and what he had done. Some in the crowd shouted one thing and some another. And since the commander could not get at the truth because of the uproar, he ordered that Paul be taken into the barracks. When Paul reached the steps, the violence of the mob was so great he had to be carried by the soldiers. The crowd that followed kept shouting,
"Get rid of him!"
As the soldiers were about to take Paul into the barracks, he asked the commander,
"May I say something to you?
Do you speak Greek? Aren't you the Egyptian who started a revolt and led 4,000 terrorists out into the wilderness some time ago?"
Paul answered,
"I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no ordinary city. Please, let me speak to the people."
Having received the commander's permission, Paul stood on the steps and motioned to the crowd. When they were all silent, he said to them in Aramaic,
"Brothers and fathers, listen now to my defense."
When they heard him speak to them in Aramaic, they became very quiet. Then Paul said,
"I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city. I studied under Gamaliel and was thoroughly trained in the law of our ancestors. I was just as zealous for God as any of you are today. I persecuted the followers of this way to their death, arresting both men and women and throwing them into prison, as the high priest and all the council can themselves testify. I even obtained letters from them to their associates in Damascus and went there to bring these people as prisoners to Jerusalem to be punished. About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly, a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?' 'Who are you, Lord?' I asked. 'I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting,' he replied. My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. 'What shall I do, Lord?' I asked. 'Get up,' the Lord said, 'and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do.' My companions led me by the hand into Damascus, because the brilliance of the light had blinded me. A man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews living there. He stood beside me and said, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.' And at that very moment, I was able to see him. Then he said, 'The God of our ancestors has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all people of what you have seen and heard. And now what are you waiting for? Get up. Be baptized and wash your sins away, calling on his name.' When I returned to Jerusalem and was praying at the temple, I fell into a trance and saw the Lord speaking to me. 'Quick,' he said, 'leave Jerusalem immediately, because the people here will not accept your testimony about me.' 'Lord,' I replied, 'these people know that I went from one synagogue to another to imprison and beat those who believe in you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I stood there giving my approval and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him. Then the Lord said to me, Go. I will send you far away to the Gentiles.
The crowd listened to Paul until he said this. Then they raised their voices and shouted,
Rid the earth of him! He's not fit to live!
As they were shouting and throwing off their cloaks and flinging dust into the air, the commander ordered that Paul be taken into the barracks. He directed that he be flogged and interrogated in order to find out why the people were shouting at him like this. As they stretched him out to flog him, Paul said to the centurion standing there,
Is it legal for you to flog a Roman citizen who hasn't even been found guilty?
When the centurion heard this, he went to the commander and reported it.
What are you going to do? This man is a Roman citizen.
The commander went to Paul and asked,
Tell me, are you a Roman citizen?
Yes, I am,
he answered. Then the commander said,
I had to pay a lot of money for my citizenship.
But I was born a citizen,
Paul replied. Those who were about to interrogate him withdrew immediately. The commander himself was alarmed when he realized that he had put Paul, a Roman citizen, in chains. The commander wanted to find out exactly why Paul was being accused by the Jews. So the next day he released him and ordered the chief priests and all the members of the Sanhedrin to assemble. Then he brought Paul and had him stand before them.
I want to especially invite you to the Stream Globe Word Encounter session, both online and in person. If you are in the Lagos Otter area, you are especially invited to Stream Globe Word Encounter every Saturday by 11 a.m. The venue is Hall 1 upstairs within Bethel Covenant Family Church International, adjacent Bells University Junction, Benja, Otter. The time once again is 11 a.m. Now, if you cannot attend in person, you can follow the live streaming online. You just visit streamglobe.org and go to the live streaming menu or mixlr.com/streamglobeworld. There is an audio live stream and it doesn't consume much data at all. Live streaming begins by 11:30 a.m. every Saturday morning. You can bring the sick, you can bring the oppressed, because Jesus confirms his word with the demonstration of his power. And for those of you who are joining online, you can also participate with us, bring a sick person to pray with us, and they will receive their healing. We have received testimonies of people receiving literal healing and deliverance just by praying with us online. So you are invited to join us in this word encounter session this Saturday. Our Stream Globe devotional book, the 365-day devotional book that can be used any year, is available for your order. So order this book. Call 0811-341-6964. 0811-341-6964. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org. or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80344 20524 or +234 90555 6538.